Welcome to Matriarchal Medicine, a sanctuary designed to inspire women on their journey to matriarchy by reconnecting them with their intuition and innate wisdom. Join us as we explore the stories, wisdom, and medicine of women who are claiming this sacred and holy role. In each episode, we'll uncover transformative insights and practical tools to help you create the life you desire. Through inspiring interviews and meaningful conversations, Matriarchal Medicine invites you to step into your innate leadership potential and create a legacy of love, wisdom, and resilience. Welcome to the second installment of Learn Homeopathy in 15 Minutes or Less. Hi, my name is Audrey Thorpe. I'm your host. I am a physiologic caretaker, and that often looks like an autonomous birth keeper, but I also am a homeopathic practitioner who specializes in constitutional prescribing and the feminine and intuitive art of homeopathic prescribing. So, in the previous episode, we discussed one of the principles and philosophies of homeopathy, and that was the law of similars. Today, I'm going to go over my personal favorite principle, which is individualization. Homeopathic treatment is highly individualized. So when you work with a homeopathic practitioner, they are to consider not only the specific symptoms, but also the overall physical, emotional, and mental state of who they're prescribing for. The reason for this is through the lens of homeopathy, practitioners believe that each person has a unique expression or a unique vital force or life energy. This can also be called chi or prana. And treatment or homeopathic remedy suggestion is tailored to the individual's specific constitution and symptoms. So, what that means is for most home prescribers, you'll be dealing with acute symptoms. And an easy way to determine if it's acute is reminding yourself that it has a beginning and an end. The cough began at this point and you know it's going to end relatively soon, like within a week or so. So we're going to think colds, flus, broken leg, etc. To take this a step further, let's say that you're naturally cold. You're cold no matter where you are and have been for as long as you can remember. This wouldn't be considered an acute symptom. This would most likely fall into a chronic or fundamental or even constitutional level of prescribing. And you wouldn't necessarily try to, you know, quote unquote, fix or change the fact that this person finds themselves cold while they're also navigating symptoms outside of their just regular being. What would be more appropriate to note is if they're usually cold and now, while they're navigating, say, a cold or a flu, is that they find themselves with a fever or they're uncharacteristically warm. That's when it's something to note. So I know in our last episode, I briefly, unintentionally, spent a lot of time talking about APIS in the last episode. And wouldn't you know it, that very week, my daughter got her very first bee sting ever. And we were actually able to use APIS to help her swelling go down in literally minutes. So with that said, the first official remedy that I want to introduce you to with a wide range of information on is arnica. I feel like arnica is the proverbial gateway remedy. Almost everyone who has had an inkling of holistic healing knowledge has heard of arnica. From traditionally prepared remedies to gels and creams, arnica is used most commonly and frequently, and because of that, it's typically the easiest remedy to purchase. If you find yourself in a health food store that just so happens to still have homeopathic remedies on the shelf, I would be willing to bet money that arnica is one of those remedies on the shelf still. Arnica belongs in everyone's first aid kit, and in this episode, I'm going to explain why. First, let's get to know arnica and where it comes from. Arnica, or the official name, Arnica montana, is from the plant kingdom, and it's wolfsbane. It's also known as leopard's bane, mountain tobacco, and mountain arnica. It's a member of the daisy family, so picture a daisy with yellow petals instead of white, and you've got arnica. Now, if I was to sum up the uses and the range of arnica, it would be this simple sentence. Arnica is for trauma. Physical, emotional, mental, etc. The way my mentor, Wapio, taught me about arnica was when in doubt and you don't know where to start, start with arnica. I mean, who of us does not have trauma? So naturally, this is a wonderful remedy to have on hand. I typically have a 30C and a 200C in my kit at all times. We'll get into different potencies in another episode, or if you want to hear all the information now, I go over all of this in my Homeopathy for the Autonomous Woman course, and you can find the registration in the show notes below. Okay, now that we know that arnica is a great remedy for trauma, with a capital T, it's actually the number one remedy when it comes to trauma. So let's get into the specifics so you know when specifically to use arnica. Arnica is also the number one stroke remedy. So some behavior to keep in mind when arnica is indicated is if the person continues to say, "I'm fine, don't worry about me, it's all good," you know, just downplaying what they're experiencing when they're obviously not fine. Now, by no means is this me telling you to override someone telling you no when it comes to administering a remedy. I'm saying that those that are saying, "I'm fine," are absolutely in an arnica state, and they actually would benefit deeply if they did choose to take the remedy. So another thing to note is that while this person is stating that they're fine, quote unquote, you might notice that they're actually guarding their abdomen or guarding the place that the trauma or injury happened. This is another sign that arnica is indicated. Another key note is if while they're resting, they might complain that the bed or the chair feels too hard for them to be comfortable in. Arnica is indicated when there is bruising. Now that can be mental, emotional, or physical bruising. You know, we know the phrase, "his ego was bruised" or "her ego was bruised." If they use the term, like, "I feel beat up," this is where listening to the words that people use come in handy. I go over case taking so in depth in Homeopathy for the Autonomous Woman. Arnica also has an affinity for muscles and soft tissue. So people who are in an arnica state may have a fear of being touched after the injury. Again, remember, I'm fine and guarding themselves. Arnica is indicated when there is overwork and exhaustion. It's also indicated when there's a stroke from injury and paralysis after a stroke. Now, arnica is the number two remedy for head injuries, but it's a good remedy to have on hand for any type of serious injury. It's indicated for back, neck injuries, and depending on who you ask, whether that be a classical homeopathic practitioner or someone who works more intuitively, it can work in conjunction with other specific remedies, like Rust Hox, for instance. It's indicated in spinal injuries, eye, coccyx, nose, mouth, teeth. It's actually great to take after a dental procedure. Now, I'm also noting after a dental procedure. Arnica is indicated when there's injuries to the breast. It's recommended to follow with another remedy after arnica, which is Bellus Piranus for deep muscle injuries. Arnica is indicated also for muscle injuries and joints. It's also indicated in the instance of rape, especially if there's severe violence. It's indicated in hemorrhage and bleeding from trauma, gunshot wounds, heart attack, especially if the etiology or the cause of the heart attack is overexertion. I absolutely recommend arnica to every woman that I support during birth and early postpartum. Believe it or not, it can even help with jet lag. Like I said, this remedy should be in everyone's first aid kit. In an emotional and mental state, it's indicated for any kind of shock that may leave someone stunned, like bad news such as like your house burnt down or a loved one died. So again, remember to pay attention to how they talk. I just feel so beat up when I leave work. Arnica might very well be indicated for what they're navigating on a mental and emotional level. As I mentioned earlier, when you don't know what to give, give Arnica. I go into this and so much more in my Homeopathy for the Autonomous Woman self-paced course with over 12 modules, handouts. I even teach you how to graft your own remedies so you never have to buy a refill of a remedy ever again. I have it linked below if you want to dive into the art of homeopathy from a feminine and intuitive perspective. If you learned something new today or want to keep up with upcoming episodes, be sure to follow, and a review would be much appreciated as it helps others find me and learn as well. Until next time, I pray that you are deeply nourished on your journey to matriarchy.